RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for a couple days. Randy sitting his usual post. Got a couple things we want to touch on here. We'll do more of a full-on NFL no huddle in our next segment. We'll look at all the games Saturday through Sunday. We'll talk about Monday Night Football here in just a moment. But a couple college stories real quick. Randy, we don't have a traditional college football corner or anything like that today. Kyle Whittingham hired at Michigan. I don't think this is much of a surprise. I think it's the way Penn State maybe fell in to Matt Campbell.
Exactly.
I think Michigan kind of fell into. Nor do I think, by the way, that it was a coincidence at the timing of Kyle Whittingham stepping down at Utah.
I don't believe this is my personal opinion that Kyle Whittingham stepped down to take the Michigan job. I think it seemed like they were trying to force him out of Utah. And that's what I thought. It's like, okay, your run is over. Not saying your run is over, but you've been here this long, blah, blah, blah. Because, the last couple of years, it's always been a question. Whether he's going to retire or step down and everything like that. I think it's a slam dunk damn hire for Michigan. I really, really do, because I'm a big Kyle Whittingham fan. I love his philosophy at Utah. Now, his biggest issue is the health of his quarterback. Whenever they're good, one of his quarterbacks always goes down. But one thing we knew about Utah, they're going to play hard-nosed defense, great special teams. And when their quarterback was right, they were going to be effective. Now, his biggest thing, and I saw that he had the conversation with the young man, Underwood, you got to keep this kid. You got to find a way to keep this kid, and you got to get the right hires around you. But I think that when you look at where Michigan is, this is considering what they're coming off of, the Harbaugh – whatever it is, wherever, he's like Lane Kiffin. He leaves mess.
It's a mess behind him.
The 49ers, I'm just waiting for the Chargers because something's going to happen. It's just Jim. This is a perfect hire. He's a ball coach. I know they talk about his age and all those different things, but this dude's a ball coach.
I got two things that I thought of. And I mentioned to you, we were delayed yesterday and on the trip to Palm Beach. We had an opportunity to visit with my aunt and my cousin who were in that area on vacation. And my cousin is a Michigan grad, and I was asking her about it. Not overly informed about Coach Witt and what's been going on there at Utah, understandably so. They just want someone to stabilize the program.
That's
right
what he
now.
Does.
And no doubt about it. So I think from that perspective, yes. I don't know if this is the right way to say it because it almost sounds like an insult, but it's not meant to be. When you look at what he's done at Utah, especially when they were in what was the Pac-12. It always felt like Coach Whittingham was doing more with less.
It was.
The question now is, can you do more with more?
Yes.
And what does that look like for Michigan? It doesn't have to be immediate.
I think the biggest thing, as you're talking about, you think about, and I saw it, damn, I forgot where I saw this at. I saw it on social media. It was talking about the last whatever, how many years, when he was at Utah compared to Michigan, it's damn near identical outside of the national championship as far as the winning percentages and all those different things. So, and you think about what he did with that, because once – they started winning and things like that. They started giving him resources.
I don't even know.
You don't have nothing that he's going to have in
the top. I don't know how many top 20 classes they had at Utah.
Yeah.
I would bet Michigan was top 20 almost every year.
Exactly. So you telling me you give this guy who can coach his ass off those resources, he's going to be fine. And Michigan's going to be fine. I think it's more or less, you know, the retention part about it. I mean, he's an old school coach, but yet he's coached long enough in this new era of everything like that. Now, it's different from recruiting to Utah than it is Michigan. We understand that part about it. But I just think he's a damn good ball coach, man. I really, really do. Been a big fan of his for a long time.
The other question I have, which doesn't have to be answered now, is the timeline on the back end. Is how long is he going to be there?
Well, I mean, he signed a 5-year deal.
I think he could coach out the 5 years, but how – is there a succession plan, and do you set something up? Head coach in waiting is not my favorite thing to look at.
I don't know Coach Whittingham, but he does not seem like the kind of guy that's worried about that right now. That he's worried about, okay, I'm going to hire this guy to be my successor.
Well, that's kind of what
it seems to me like. I'm talking about right now. It seems to me like they would have to, like, okay, we like this guy. Would he be somebody on your staff or something like that? Who does he keep from Michigan? Who does he, like, you know, I think that's another big thing is always the staff, because he's taking guys from Utah to come with him, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I could be misremembering here. I think they had a head coach in waiting situation.
They did.
In Utah.
The guy who's there now.
You're not going to walk right into that? Again, it's a 5-year deal. I don't think you need to have that guy in place immediately.
No.
But in 4 years, maybe there's a year or two transition.
How long do you think he does?
Assuming he's not getting fired for poor performance,
right.
I think he'll just coach the 5.
Okay, me too.
Unless he feels like they're doorstep 1 year away, maybe they sign a 1-year deal to try and win it all sort of thing, I think he's probably there. The other thing, I just saw some news. Marcus Freeman has begun informing NFL teams he's going to remain at Notre Dame.
Well,
I don't know how much of that was real interest.
Well, I think I tell you this.
From him, not from the teams.
Again, I tell you, I don't think – there's no way that I don't think Marcus wasn't intrigued by being
an
NFL coach. You always listen. What did Ray Charles say? Like my grandma said, ain't nothing wrong with listening. There is no way that he didn't listen. Now, I can understand he has one of the best gigs in sports, being the head football coach at Notre Dame. There's not too many professional – college, whatever you want to call jobs, that are better than being the head coach of Notre Dame. There just isn't. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, good for him. Good for Notre Dame for being able to keep him. He's a superstar coach who eventually might want to go to the league, right? Might want to go to the league. Who will, if he continues to be the way he is now, will have an opportunity down the road. He's still so damn young.
Well, so that's what I was going to bring
still
up.
So damn young. He's still so damn young. And, I mean, if the rumors are true, did you want to go to New York? I'm talking about the Giants and deal with that mess, because New York Giants are a freaking mess right now.
Looks like they got a quarterback.
Do you want to do that? Yeah.
If he
can stay healthy. But do you want to deal with that right now, or do you want to deal with the stability that you have right now at Notre Dame? I know you lost your backs, but it's Notre Dame. They're going to have running backs. You know, that defense is always going to be where it is. You got a young, developing quarterback, and then you got to guarantee that if you're in the top 12, your ass is in the playoffs. So there's no reason to leave that right now.
And I do think the age does probably play a role here, and I agree with you. The fact that he is young enough and these opportunities are going to come up.
Right.
And it may have been as simple as, I don't see the opportunity that I believe is worth leaving.
Exactly.
Next year there is an opportunity.
And I think that's why I was talking about the Giants. It's a prestigious job at NFL, being the head coach of the New York football Giant. But the way they are right now, is that mess right there that they have worth you leaving that cushy-ass job as Notre Dame's head coach? It just isn't. No.
I don't know what the discussion is in Pittsburgh. Could that change if something happens with Tomlin this year?
It could.
That's the one. And again, I don't know. I mean, they lost to the Browns yesterday and might miss the playoffs.
I don't think it's a fire thing. I think it's just like, all right, we're going to part ways or something like that.
Yeah, they get the weird contract.
Still, I just don't see it.
They're moving Tomlin into some sort of cushy front office.
Why the hell would Mike T want to do? Mike's a football coach.
He may not want to.
Yeah, Mike's a Mike's either going to do TV or he's going to be a ball coach.
Speaking of front office jobs, the Matt Ryan discussion. I have some thoughts, and I know you and Mike were talking about it there in our last segment, and some of the conversation continued off air. I just have some questions in regards to Matt Ryan and why he would want to do this. And a lot of it probably ties into maybe me projecting Matt Ryan's feelings about how things ended here and what took place. That's part of it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because you remember I said, I was like, Matt? Well, no, I think I was talking about when you were talking about Philip, the whole Matt Ryan and Philip Rivers. And I was like, why would Philip want to come back to this after how they did him? But
yeah.
But to me, like you said, it seems to me like everything is, you know, bygones are bygones and all that other stuff. So, I mean.
On some level with some people, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's like that with everyone.
What do you mean? With him? Because I think it's the only thing that matters is him. The Falcons organization is cool.
I think there's some people he still maybe is not favorable towards because of how it ended. And then there's some people he probably kind of has moved on in regards to that.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is the repairing. And I'm not saying they don't have a good relationship. It's with Arthur Blank.
Right.
Because Arthur Blank is the reason why that happened.
I get it.
Is he that?
Probably. I don't know all the background workings. Probably.
What the hell do you mean probably? He's the one that wanted him.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's the one who wanted him.
I'm just not going to say yes because I don't know for fact. But
right.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're okay, right? I mean, Matt Ryan was down there. Again, we're going to do some TGL stuff here in a little bit. Remember, he was there last year.
Yep.
And obviously, Arthur Blank is heavily involved there. I think him and Blank are okay. The other thing that makes me hesitate in regards to that is, and maybe you disagree, and that's fine too, Matt Ryan kind of's on a weird, dicey legacy discussion here in Atlanta. And yes, becoming a member of the front office and building this team into a long-term winner would build the legacy. But coming here and failing to do that, what impact on his legacy would that have?
I'm nobody thinking about that right now.
That was literally the first thing I thought of, though.
Yeah, anybody think about legacy and all those things? Matt Ryan will always be, in my opinion, I know people will say other names. I think Matt Ryan's the best Falcon of all time. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all that other stuff, you know, because we don't, and that's one thing I don't want to ever speculate, like the role of what he's doing. I don't know what it is. And Joe Patrick did a great job of labeling and laying out different things of different players who've been in kind of a situation that Matt Ryan is coming into an organization. I don't know. It's not one of the things where is Arthur Blank going to be like, here, Matt, here's the keys to my organization, run it. I don't think that's the key. I don't think that's the case in this proposition. I just think that there could be a situation where is he – you know, is he a part of the front office? Meaning, is he drafting players? Is he signing free agents? Is he doing this?
That's what I'm saying.
How hands on are we talking about? I don't think Matt Ryan would leave the booth to be a figurehead. I don't think that. You know, I don't think that Arthur Blank would pay him millions of dollars to be a damn thing. He's already paid Matt Ryan damn $300 million damn dollars to be his quarterback. So I don't think that'd be the case where Arthur Blank looks at this as a figurehead type guy. If he's going to be in the situation where the reports are, he's going to be, as far as the personnel, the head coaching hire, if there's one, because I think that as much as I think that Arthur Blank wants to be hands-on, he wants somebody that they talk to that talks to him.
Yeah.
You know, and so is Matt Ryan going to be that guy? Is Matt Ryan going to officially replace Rich McKay as president? Is there another job? I mean, when I was at the Rams, we had a president, we had a GM, we had a vice president of player personnel. We had all these labels of guys, and nobody knew who the hell was doing that. And all we know is that my man Billy D was drafting everybody. So I don't know how it goes, but
a role with oversight makes sense to me. The GM does not.
I agree with you.
It's a little too hands-on for a first-time guy.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan has forgot more about the NFL and more about football than I'll ever know. But I still like – I mean, call me a sucker. I still like a guy with a little bit of experience in that specific role, GM. Yeah. If you told me he was assistant to the GM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right.
Or something but with more oversight.
But the thing about it is, if you're a GM, if you're coming, say for instance, you're coming into this league, into this job as a GM, and they align Matt Ryan as your assistant GM, nobody wants that job. Maybe I could deal with you being the president, maybe.
Right, right.
Like, guy that's sitting over my shoulder. I don't know how that – that's what I'm saying. If you go and get a Matt Ryan, are you letting him pick the groceries?
I think if you're bringing Matt Ryan in, yes.
Mean the coach,
yes.
The general manager. Because I don't know anybody that's experienced in this field that's going to let – I just don't see that.
I agree. I think if you're bringing Matt Ryan into the front office, especially if it's in this sort of advisor oversight role – I think everything beneath him, not everything, but a number of things beneath him are being picked by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We didn't talk that much about Monday Night Football. We still got plenty of time to do so, though. We'll do a little bit of that. And we'll talk about some of the other football games, a bunch yesterday, a couple on Saturday as well. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Dave Gordon, Randy McMichael, the Midday Show continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.